En direct de notre ville culturelle de la diplomatie et de la convivialité.
Music Boy proudly presents the Political Music Show for your future idiot discussions about art and politics. Hosted by your lovely musical moral advisor, Monsterina Superb.
Hello, darlings. Did you miss me? Did you miss me as much as I missed you? Darlings, I have news! Experimental music is dead! 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 Dead, dead, dead. I hear you're shocked. No.
No?
No, you should not be shocked. This should be obvious to all of you.
The Political Music Show.
Hey, Monsterina.
Will you elaborate?
Darlings, a piece of toast is more moving than music these days. A movie moves me. A movie just is so much more touching than music. The theatre. People on stage bringing their hearts with them so that you can watch them. Now that is moving.
And music?
Music, not so much.
La Political Music Show. Experimental music is that
dead?
Completely dead. Here's how it happened.
Now, let's hear what the artists have to say.
You are absolutely right, girl. With all due respect, music does not move me anymore at all. Boring and predictable. They say it's new, but it sounds like 20 years ago. So excuse me.
The Political Music Show!
Experimental music is dead.
Which is absolutely perfect, because that makes room for new things.
New things in arts and the music? Pwah! Let's hear them now. Well, maybe not now, but soon.
Well, 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 this is a note from the producers of the Political Music Show. It's time to move the project forward. It's time to speak with the experimental musicians. Tell us, darlings, is your experimental music political?
Our music is political, yes. But for our opponents, not for us. While we're making all those boring and pretentious noises that no one wants to listen to, the greedy and corrupt politicians are seducing the crowds and winning the elections.
Experimental music is dead!
So, yes, this is not a revolution, but a rehearsal for revolution.
Experimental music is dead!
Enough of that! Let's hear now what the intellectuals have to say. Do you validate what we are saying? Or do you need validation yourselves?
Yes. I need validation. I need validation. I need validation. I need validation.
I need validation. I need validation. I need validation. I need validation. I need validation. I need validation.
I need
validation.
I need it.
I need validation.
I need this validation.
I need validation.
Give it to me.
I need validation. I need validation.
I need this validation.
I need validation.
I feel alive.
I need validation.
Give it to me.
I need validation.
Validation.
I need validation. I need validation.
Validation.
I need validation. I need validation. I need validation. I need validation. I need validation. I need validation. I need validation. Give me validation. Give me validation. I need it. I need it.
Yes. Each morning, when I take my validation pill, it makes me feel good for the rest of the day. Likes, loves, I feel great. Ah, darlings. Aw, that's all I needed. Wow. Ah, oh, thanks. Wow. Oh, I'm so glad you enjoyed that. That's lovely. Wow. Thank you, dear. All right. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Yeah. Gotta go now. Bye-bye. Thank you. All right. Okay. Okay.
Now, let's hear what the musicians have to say.
Hoo-hoo! Excellent idea! Musicians! Hello! Are there any musicians left? Musicians, hello! What's your opinion on the subject of validation?
That was the poetry of my dreams.
Was. And the now?
And now it doesn't mean a thing to me anymore.
Anything clever to add?
That was the art I used to want to make. That was the fame I used to crave for. I used to believe in jazz, bebop, swing, skiffle, rock and roll, psychedelic rock, hard rock, acid rock, post rock, heavy metal, death metal, sludge metal, grunge, electronic music, punk, post-punk, EDM, vaporwave, manalei, disco, schlagers, hip-hop, hippity-pop, indie-pop, art-pop, jazz-pop, K-pop, rope-pop, Hungarian progressive rock, trap, trance, and easy listening. Not to mention classical music. Fwah, I used to adore classical music. Gosh, oboe concertos were the pinnacle for me. But above all, I was mad. I was deeply, insanely in love with experimental music. It was beyond belief. I used to put all the famous experimental and avant-garde music composers on golden pedestals in my mind. And I used to pray to them every night. I used to have 5,245 CDs, 12,342 vinyl records, 3,428 cassettes, and 100 million terabytes of high-quality MP3s on my laptop. I was so proud. But now it's all gone. The dream is over. I don't believe in anything anymore. It's a tragedy.
Thank you.
enough of that. Let us talk now about our favorite subject, the future.
In the future, there won't be a need for artists. We have everything we need. We have art critics. Art critics! They have all the knowledge. They have all the wisdom. They have all the words. And who needs art when you have words? An article is way more interesting than an actual piece of art. An article about a piece of art is worth more of my time than going to see the piece of art. There's nothing left for artists to do. Maybe they should spend their time more wisely. Maybe they could go off into a distant universe and become famous for floating amongst the stars, being the first to jet ski between Mars and Jupiter. Because that is the only way they're going to remain relevant. They need to be relevant, and they are no longer relevant.
Experimental music ain't dead already. Somebody please kill it now.